I wonder if you recognize this voice.
Well, I mean, it's frightfully kind of you. The poor are going to be absolutely thrilled. Have you met them at all?
Who?
The poor?
The poor?
Oh, you must meet them. I just know you'll like them. Charming people. Of course, they haven't got two pennies to rub together, but then that's because they're poor.
Yep, that's John Cleese as Robin Hood in a scene from the 1981 film Time Bandits. Cleese was a member of the Monty Python comedy group and co-wrote and co-starred in the films Life of Brian, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, The Meaning of Life, and the TV series Fawlty Towers. Cleese has a memoir called So Anyway, which is now out in paperback. It covers relatively little of his 50-year career in radio, television, film, and theater. It's about Cleese's childhood, education, and his early years in show business, when he wrote and acted in British radio and television, working with his future Monty Python collaborators and others, including Marty Feldman, Peter Sellers, and David Frost. The book's a breezy collection of memories, insights, and funny observations, such as his impression of the upper-class boys he got to know in school. "I realized how different their lives were," he wrote. "They genuinely liked chasing things and shooting them and hooking them out of the water and asphyxiating them. Death seemed the inevitable result of all their entertainments, despite their excellent manners." I spoke with John Cleese last December when So Anyway was published in hardcover. John Cleese, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
You know, you play an upper-class Englishman so well, a lot of people probably figure you were born into the nobility. Tell us about your family.
Yes, I know. I came across a friend only 2 weeks ago. I'd known for years in Santa Barbara, an English guy formerly with the BBC, and he'd exactly got that impression you describe and was quite surprised to discover how ordinary and plebeian I was.
Yeah, so tell us about your family. What did your parents do?
Well, Dad was an insurance salesman, I think all his life. I think he left school at 16, although he was intelligent and he was literate. I never saw him misspell a word or make a grammatical mistake, and he pronounced everything absolutely correctly, as did my mother. But they were not educated in the sense that they had never come in contact with any of the sort of important ideas that you come in contact with if you're lucky enough to have a good education. So they just read novels, and Dad read one or two biographies, and that was pretty much it.
Segment 1. I wonder if you recognize this voice.
Well, I mean, it's frightfully kind of you. The poor are going to be absolutely thrilled. Have you met them at all?
Who?
The poor?
The poor?
Oh, you must meet them. I just know you'll like them. Charming people. Of course, they haven't got two pennies to rub together, but then that's because they're poor.
Yep, that's John Cleese as Robin Hood in a scene from the 1981 film Time Bandits. Cleese was a member of the Monty Python comedy group and co-wrote and co-starred in the films Life of Brian, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, The Meaning of Life, and the TV series Fawlty Towers. Cleese has a memoir called So Anyway, which is now out in paperback.
Segment 2.
It covers relatively little of his 50-year career in radio, television, film, and theater. It's about Cleese's childhood, education, and his early years in show business, when he wrote and acted in British radio and television, working with his future Monty Python collaborators and others, including Marty Feldman, Peter Sellers, and David Frost. The book's a breezy collection of memories, insights, and funny observations, such as his impression of the upper-class boys he got to know in school. "I realized how different their lives were," he wrote. "They genuinely liked chasing things and shooting them and hooking them out of the water and asphyxiating them."
Segment 3.
Death seemed the inevitable result of all their entertainments, despite their excellent manners. I spoke with John Cleese last December when So Anyway was published in hardcover. John Cleese, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
You know, you play an upper-class Englishman so well, a lot of people probably figure you were born into the nobility. Tell us about your family.
Yes, I know. I came across a friend only 2 weeks ago. I'd known for years in Santa Barbara, an English guy formerly with the BBC, and he'd exactly got that impression you describe and was quite surprised to discover how ordinary and plebeian I was.
Segment 4.
Yeah, so tell us about your family. What did your parents do?
Well, Dad was an insurance salesman, I think, all his life. I think he left school at 16, although he was intelligent and he was literate. I never saw him misspell a word or make a grammatical mistake, and he pronounced everything absolutely correctly, as did my mother. But they were not educated in the sense that they had never come in contact with any of the sort of important ideas that you come in contact with if you're lucky enough to have a good education. So they just read novels, and Dad read one or two biographies, and that was pretty much it.